Okay, The post-up got really dark right there. I went too far on the slider. I even was laughing and throwing up in my mouth at the same time. This is the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com. All those other great places you get your podcasts. And here I'm going to just say this to people. If you're one of our SoundCloud listeners, which I don't know how many listeners have that crap. Come on, we're going to be on Spotify. We're going to be putting all our content up on Spotify and using that as a promoting thing. So we're going to push you guys, want to push you guys over to Spotify. That should lead to possibly video or something in the future, maybe video clips. I was thinking some cool AI peoples. Something like that. I don't know.
It'd be an improvement.
It'd be an improvement. I mean, obviously, we've already started. Look how good the show started out. There's no warning this week.
My week just kicked off.
I'm throwing bombs here. I'm just like, the show, I told Fernando, it's Friday. Friday, Resident Alien comes back.
Because Warren had told us he wouldn't be able to make this show today, it was like that moment on Deadpool where you're expecting Avengers Assemble, and it's like, flame on! It was like a mixture of... it's No, they didn't! This is all awesome!
Woo! Space Mountain, baby! Space Mountain! just a lot going on, and we got a new show to talk about, and the best part is Warren's like, we should try that.
The instigator.
So
and who bails? And who bails?
And who bailed? Warren bailed.
Hey, I've said it a million times before. This is therapy for us to just talk like 12-year-olds, middle-aged men. And he's that kid. He's that kid in the group. You take your bikes on the neighborhood. And he's that kid who just, I can't think of the proper verb or adjective, who spoils it or just makes it uncool. That's Warren. Yeah. Or has been, not every time, but he's that one who's like, hey, like everybody's, let's go get Slurpees. Oh, yeah, we'll bike to 7 and get Slurpees.
He's the kid that goes, who is she about Babe Ruth?
You're killing me, Smalls.
I want to jump right into Murderbot. I know we've both kind of watched a little bit of The Last of Us. I'm going to say this.
A little bit of it. She's changing names every single last of the rest of us.
That's how good that show is. I'm not even sure why I'm watching it. I only skimmed through it because I read this article that in the last episode, everybody died. And I went to the end and there were still people there. And I'm like, F this, what's the point?
Well, what episode are they up to? Are they done or not? Because I'm up to 6.5.
Seven was the end.
Oh, seven was it? That's it? Even more reason to hate them.
All right, I'll be mad if it's not, because I watched that and I'm like, oh, those people are still alive. That article was a bunch of BS, and I flagged it as spam.
I'm at 6.5, and why are we starting with this? Six and a half. I hate the guilty pleasure, but up till then, I kind of like it. It's the nicer side of it. It's Ellie's birthday, and he's taking her to this museum he found and showed this dinosaur.
She's like, flashbacks. Okay. The dude's dead.
You're me. I am enjoying that much of it. Before that, again, I will recoil back to what I said before. They need some kind of consultant, a military, just because this is not the way it works. This is the way I wish it. If they said this was a dream, you're free. All chains are off. If they said this is a dream sequence, a dream,
but it's a nightmare to watch.
No, but it's so much. I hear screaming. And forgive me. I'm not trying to hate. It's just like a bunch of millennials, a bunch of millennial writers going, well, this is the way I'd like it to happen. See what's missing. Exactly.
Everybody gets every zombie gets a trophy.
It's a participation trophy award. Like, oh well, that's so hard, and these people are so mean. We're going to show how mean. This is where I'm going with this, okay? And I lost it already, but it the participation trophy. Oh, I got it back. It makes other zombie movies genre movies look so much better. Walking Dead, you had like real boots on the ground moments where the colony started to flourish at the prison, and they raise all these these pigs and piglets. Then there was a breach in the fence or something startling, and they're being chased by a horde. So Rick did what he had to do. He didn't even just dump, and I may be making this part up, but he didn't just dump the little baby piglets into the zombies as a distraction so they get away. I think he slit their throats or whatever just to get the blood and threw them off so the zombies stopped following him. And then another episode, a little further along, they were starving and desperate, and McBride had to slash the throats of their like beloved horses and feed it to the, you know, feed it to the public so that they wouldn't starve to death. Here's the thing. That's why J.R.R. Tolkien Martin, the Game of Thrones, and George Lucas's storylines were so good because they pulled it from actual human history. When the Romans, whatever culture or people they were mean to, and they wouldn't let them cross the river or do whatever, they had to start killing their pets, their beloved family member dogs, and eat them because everybody was starving. These are like real, you know, historical human
North
trauma.
In Petersburg and Richmond and
Fredericksburg. I don't know where you're going. I'm just saying my final point is they're pulling from human history and then bring it into this fantasy world.
Yeah.
Opposed to like, you know what'd be cool? Let's do it this way. And it's still, I mean, I hate to be political. It's still a riding the coattails of the whole wokey wokes and we're climbing out. I know it's snow woke, but I feel like we're climbing out of it, but we're getting like a bit of traction, but we won't be really out of it for another 2 years. And like, okay, this is a solid try at a decent story, opposed to like, this is the way, where should we go? You know?
All right, let's get into Murderbots, because I kind of want to get into this.
Okay. There's enough there. And where are they right now? Because we caught up with four.
I believe that was the latest episode.
And I don't want to jump to the end of that. Spoiler alerts, whatever. It was like the best cliffhanger out of the four, where I'm like,
I don't think the beginning ones were cliffhangers.
No, well, it was the only one that had a cliffhanger. Yeah. We stayed at that
and
one.
I was kind of like, so Murderbot is a story about this security, what do they call it? Security unit, android kind of thing that gets assigned with these people from
clients, California. Just different clients. And then this is the newest one. And it's not like the bunch of, forgive my language, a-holes of construction worker, miners they had before.
Or the company.
Or the past.
There's the company, and then there's these non-company people.
And these are kind of
hip. Terraform a planet.
These are kind of hipster, I don't know how to describe it, just, save the planet type people.
Yeah. And it's
Is that the best way? Not the best way to put it.
Third-person narration, I guess?
It's very reminiscent, and not to be blasphemous, it's like a distant cousin of... but without the same heart of RA. It's Harry like saying what he thinks, and it's kind of like, you know, it's like the old Howard Stern. He's saying what everybody would be thinking in this situation, but it makes RA so much better. Shows how good it is.
It does,
I'm not getting the
this
heart.
This isn't bad. It has its own kind of groove.
It's okay. It's got to be. Yeah, we have. There's stuff to unpack here. I mean, it's got a lot of like third tier stars
and Deadeye's in it.
Exactly that. I was going. It's like, hey, it's a joyride.
I turn it on. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm gonna like this. I'm like, oh, that's Deadeye. I'm in.
The credibility. You got to, and it's got like Sulu from the most recent Star Trek, and you know he's the captain.
That's who that is.
Yeah, I mean, so there's like people here and there, and then like the main half robot guy who's just kind of the annoying. He's like was he the guy kept? No. That's Vampire Batman. I've seen him before. Oh, or was he Dot Man?
Oh my God, he might have been Dot Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this. I'm like, oh my God, that's Deadeye. I'm in.
Okay, again, let's just say
Deadeye
final statement.
Joyride. If you haven't watched Joyride, I'm telling you, it's not sci-fi, but it's phenomenal.
If you put it this way, if you've never seen Joyride, you're missing out.
You are missing out. It is fun. It is worth it. It's good.
It's fun. It's just fun. Good writing. It was original and a little bit of good points. But I was trying to say my final point is there were half this cast I've never seen before. But there's like little pinholes here, there of third tier actors who you've seen in really successful shows.
Yeah.
So,
I'm kind of digging it.
I'm not super duper, but like. Here's a little practice I do every once in a while, like every 4 months. I fold my laundry. This is good fold laundry TV show.
Oh my God.
But
do you know who Murderbot is?
Mm-mm. He doesn't have a penis. I know that.
He's Bjorn Ironsides from Vikings. He was also the detective guy in the one with Will Smith and Martin, the last episode.
Martin. Bjorn, which was Bjorn Ironside?
Ragnar Lothbrok's son, the big blonde guy.
No.
Yeah.
It cannot be.
That guy is the nerdy guy with the implant.
Wait.
The nerdy guy with the implant is Dot Man from.
Oh, that's what I just said. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
How about,
but,
I mean, that.
But Murderbot is.
You looked that up, though. You didn't see it from.
No,
visual.
Yeah, no, I totally looked that up.
Okay. Just know, Dot Man, that, I get credit for that. That's a tough pull. Dot Man from Suicide Squad or whatever. That would, yeah.
Yeah, he was Dot Man.
So, okay. I liked him. I like Bjorn Ironside.
Yeah,
he was good. That was on the second tier. It didn't have Russell Lothbrok anymore, but you know he went to Dune, so he had to go.
Yeah.
What are you looking up? You only got two
I was just looking up. Yeah. That's wow. I didn't see that coming.
Well, I saw his name, and I thought, oh, is it the Vikings? I guess he is Vikings because I was
Vikings.
It's like he the name is like, oh, was he? No, he wasn't that character. He wasn't this character. And so there you go. He's one of the
battleship. I don't even remember him.
I don't know about it. The only battleship I know is B-48. You sunk mine. That's about it for me.
You sunk mine. Well, there was a movie. It was an alien invasion. It's a sci-fi movie.
Okay. I don't not believe you. So let's continue with it's just I was saying that, you know, because this is so exciting. Folding laundry. I fold laundry every 4 months or so. otherwise, I just pull out of the dryer. And this is like, it's not super intensive where I just want to enjoy with a beverage, whether it's water or an adult beverage. You know, I really want to soak this in. This is like, I could watch it while I'm doing something else at the same time. I don't have to be totally engulfed upon it. You know?
Oh, wait, maybe he isn't Bjorn from Vikings. Hold on.
I think you should look it up later. You're killing our listeners.
Yeah, I'm killing the show.
Yeah, so let's not do this, what you're doing.
No, he's not Bjorn. I had the wrong guy.
Got me all excited because there are a lot of pretty girls in that series.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna say it's almost like a guilty pleasure. Like, I was after I watched the first three episodes, I was interested to see the fourth.
At first, how dare you steal guilty pleasures when me describing this is the rest Last of Us. Number one. Number two, kind of on the same lines. Like, okay. I'm like, is this okay? I'm like, oh, I know that. Where do I know that person?
I've chuckled a couple times.
And it's fun, like, when you know it's coming. There's one scene where, like, oh, why is he in that, in the so-and-so's quarters? Oh, I knew he's diabolic. He's working for the corporation. Like, and he smells the pillow. Oh,
yeah.
He wants the pheromones.
I saw that coming a mile away.
I
love that. So it's a security unit that hacked its programming, now kind of have it, it's like its own like mind of its own kind of thing. But I love
trying to,
that
and trying to
like
figure it out.
Stuck
trying
on,
to figure out what
it's
to do.
Stuck on like television shows, like cheesy sci-fi ones, like
it's nice.
Our version of Lost, of what's it, Saturn Moon or something.
No, it has Sutton like a more Moon. Dramatic number, like Saturn Memories or some poop. Yes, I mean, that's what gives it kind of a hairy twist. Because you know that is? That's almost a poor spin off of, like, I remember this on episode 4 of NCIS or whatever that Harry would do. Dung, dung. That's basically what he's doing.
He released a video today. He's like, sometimes, like I said, then I watch season 5 of Law and Order and then I'm happy again. I was like, now I got to go watch season 5 to see what I missed.
Now, but before you go launching off there, do you see my point though? That's his version. Okay, that's his version of going dong dong. That's his reference. That's his reference to trying to understand human existence.
It's different enough that I'm kind of digging it.
The production value's there.
Yeah,
And you know, it's being a little more logical than other shows we've been panning. Like, okay, well, when the super droid kills him, he's an outdated model. It's like, I can't access this. Like, okay, here, this is like, these are like real problems. So like, you know what I wish would happen is, and then it wasn't as dramatic. So I come in again. And you see where they're going with this, because they want him to be drawn closer to humanity, just like Harry. We're like, yeah. Why are these humans? Oh, that was stupid. It doesn't have quite the same zing as Harry.
Yeah,
I'll praise. You know, that's a high bar.
Yeah, but then it's like he's a high bar.
He's about to get whacked. Then also, oh look, the leader decided I can't not. I got to break protocol. I'm going to save this robot for whatever reason. I have no attachment, but it's the right thing to do. Like, okay, I buy it. I'm in.
Yeah, I'll buy it. And it's got a little bit of campiness.
Yeah, easily. Which is fine.
A little bit of campiness.
When the guy who doesn't know how to fire the gun aims and knocks himself out.
Hits himself in the head, right?
That's what would happen.
Right. An experience. You see the little bit of campiness. You see
the threesome.
Yeah, the weakest threesome.
Voted worst threesome ever filmed in ever history. That was.
That's what was funny about it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It was terrible. That was a terrible threesome. Yeah, how do you have a terrible threesome? You can't have a terrible threesome. As long as there's a mixture in the genders.
Yeah, it depends what the numbers are. But this was a terrible threesome with the positive numbers.
And I don't know, for some reason Deadeye added to that. There was no words but just the Deadeye was in, you know, she was awkward in the moment that just it contributed. Yeah,
because Deadeye was Deadeye. But like I'm
liking the show more talking about it than actually watching it.
Yeah. I'm kind of digging it. I don't know what the right I don't know what the right way to say it, because it's not like,
I can't put my finger in on either.
It's entertaining enough that, okay, here's what I'm going to say. It's entertaining enough that Friday when Resident Alien comes back, obviously my number one seed, but I will continue the season.
So you're saying she's that girl at the bar where you couldn't really find a hard target, ended up being friends later?
but something like that.
I'm trying to put it in your terms.
I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, okay, Resident Alien's on, I don't know you.
Well, hey, two worlds can live at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm saying
I can have that mentality. I'll still watch it. Like, I can put that out there. But like,
I'm curious to see how they handle it. You know, like, what are they going to do?
I mean, again, he doesn't have...
shooting himself and killing himself.
It doesn't... Again, it's a high bar, nowhere near as the same sentiment that Harry has when he's like, Mork from Mork. And they made fun of that, too, you know, on the show, trying to figure out what to do with these humans are. It doesn't have... Because he's kind of mean and campy about it. But it seems a little more mean. He doesn't. There's no like heart underneath it. Eventually, that's going to come out. At least that's not the vibe. But having said that, it goes on the whole Mork. Again, they made fun of an RA. They spin off the whole theme of discovering humans through alien eyes, and it works. It's time tested.
Yeah. So. I'm gonna see this. I will continue watching it. I think we could continue talking about it. I'm there.
I don't think we'll talk about it next week, but for obvious reasons.
We'll probably like it was on. We'll talk about it next week, maybe.
If we're lucky. But did you see when Harry? Oh my God! Did you see Harry? Oh my God! She keeps getting more voluptuous. I'm already excited. I felt like I already watched an episode.
I know. Last week, I almost like, if I didn't need the time to finish my teeth, I would have taken the whole weekend off, because like
it, just in case,
CBS I don't... had a whole or you somebody USA had a whole marathon of Resident Alien.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna poop on my couch and never move.
How come you didn't share that on a messenger or something, man? I mean, we have all the episodes we can watch again, but still, that would be in like
TV.
That's like a forced joy or bliss. Yeah. And just on an aside, you know, rest in peace, Miss Margaret Hot Lips Julian.
Oh yeah, Hot Lips Julian Nash. Has passed.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming down. Like, this is old middle aged guys. That, and I think we didn't share. Did we share Norm last week? Maybe
I
didn't.
I thought we did.
I think we did. George Wendt. Yeah, we did. So just another, you know, all our childhood stars are checking out, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Makes me think it might happen to us one day. Heaven forbid.
Oh, I hope, Lord willing.
That too. So are we? I thought we'd have a little more feel. Are we done with
Murderbot?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll tell you this from episode one. I hope that it is an extreme success. You want to know why? Because then there are spinoffs, and then we get Fembots.
They do have sex bots. They do.
That's
have
what I'm
that.
Saying. That's why I said spinoff. When they said that they do exist in their universe, I said, I had a Scooby-Doo moment. And I said, I was thinking of Austin Powers and but like then I started thinking of like Artificial Intelligence, the movie, where it's like I remember that one
Terry
first scene.
2000, the original.
Avi, but there was that one scene where they played it straight and serious. You know, Spielberg AI with the little blonde kid, where I see ghosts, where it's like, okay, Fembot, like take off your top, and she just like there's every 8-year old boy and any man, hetero man, went it had a hard Scooby Doo, a quiet Scooby Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Dude,
yeah, so,
you?
Yeah, and there's, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. I'm hoping it'll be interesting. I have hope that this show is going to hold its level.
I hate to use this metric, but you know how it's not a super duper show, and this is the bar, opposed to just a benign show or okay show, you know what it is? I don't think either of us went rabbit holing after.
No.
Yeah, think about it.
We're talking about a show that there's nobody even rabbit hole worthy.
Is there? Well, the one wife maybe ish.
If you're looking for sexy people, this is probably not the right show.
All I'm saying is the deeper the show entertains and affects us, we seem to gravitate towards the black rabbit hole. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not a racist thing. I'm talking about in science.
Yeah, no, I'm
nothing
not,
escapes except heat.
Now
you're searching. Not even the wife is kind of cute. The wife's kind of cute. Okay, I was desperate. All right, so
I was lonely. You're not
a man. I was lonely. It was raining.
I understand. There's nothing I would be like, oh yeah, let me check.
Well, it's
out.
You know, how many episodes? We're only halfway through. Maybe like
it looks like 10.
Introduce. Okay,
there's six more.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter at this point. once RA starts, it's going to be a blur.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the show opener.
Oh my gosh,
like 5 minutes. All right.
This is going to be a term you're going to despise. This is like our rebound episode, rebound show.
Look, higher than The Worst of Us.
Again, bar.
Lower than Resident Alien.
I gotta tell you though, the rest of us with the guilty pleasureness. Hawkeye what?
His Hawkeye TV show.
What about it? I mean, that was like legit great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where
are you going with this? Oh damn, that's like.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. This might be the most medium show we have.
Okay, I can live with that. But yeah, you're throwing out.
Doesn't surprise me because it came from the most medium cast member we have.
Wait a minute. If he's medium, then one of us is the top and the lowest, and I'm feeling bad for you right now. I gotta get it in there. Winner. Pasta dinner.
Well, I'm just saying he's medium compared to the people we've walked on from.
Come on, you're like, if this were the X-Men, you're like the Cyclops leader. I'm Wolverine. And
how in the world are you? You are the guy who can like transpose himself in different places. And, no, I know who let you me are.
And Warren is Jubilee.
What's the guy that throws the cards?
Oh, don't you dare, sir. I hate LeBeau. I don't hate him, but he's my LeBeau. Least favorite. I'm not LeBeau. Gambit. See, Gambit. I even forgot his superhero name.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a favorite with a lot, especially ladies. He's a big favorite. I do not like, I'm like Wolverine looking at him. I do not enjoy his presence.
Slice him up.
Oh. It's just like, why are you here? That, so it's his fancy stuff. Let's get to business. He fools around too much. Not a team guy. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Gambit. Even though he is good in Deadpool.
All right, and then, so next Tuesday, folks, just be prepared for a lot of Resident Evil.
There are going to be some gushing middle-aged men. Just
gushing.
Yeah.
And an old Italian Warren. Or, yeah,
it may be embarrassing. Maybe you should put that warning label out there. Oh, my God. Did you remember? He lifted his finger. Oh, my God.
That Warren scene, he had a beard, but then he didn't have a beard.
Do you think he'd like me if he met me in person?
Would he share his pizza? I don't know.
No, he wouldn't share his pizza. No. Your pizza. Nobody. That's just shit. Oh my gosh. And then, like, I just want to keep. And then, yeah, there's so many characters. Obviously, Asta's right there, too. It's like, I say, I have a crush on you. Will you go to prom?
What about, the nurse? I hope they got to bring back the nurse.
Yeah, she's
just true.
There's so many characters. There's
Judy Pooper, Big Block.
That's my lady pocket. I mean, just all day. Or, you know, they got to bring the sheriff back a little more. They're making him a little soft. You know, they got to maintain him being just the hard ass. And then, the
Deputy Liz.
The mayor's wife.
Darcy, the mayor's wife.
Darcy, that's your woman. That's your... Yeah, I can't handle her or Asta, but I will go for Asta. That's my thing. Mm-hmm, yeah. Darcy
those
would
things,
be...
Those things are headaches, right? It's like being a woman from Baltimore. You just know it's going to be a problem, but there are certain hours of the day that it's worth.
There are no attractive women outside of Hooters in Baltimore. I said it out loud. I worked there for like 2 months, 3 months. And I was teaching at, I'll just put it out there, I was teaching at Johns Hopkins, and I didn't want to deal with the traffic, so I'd leave freaking 2 to 3 hours early from Northern Virginia to get to Baltimore. It's either 40 minutes or 3 hours, right? So I was early, and I'd go into this cafe right off campus, and I swear to gosh, for the period and time I was there, every 3 days or whatever, I saw zero attractive people outside of myself. I mean, in the entire, it was busy. Outside of
myself, right?
Well, and it was busy.
The bar.
Again, maybe I put the bar too high again.
Yeah.
But there was one night I stayed later for another class. I went to like the local Hooters or whatever, and they're like, okay, well, now we're back to.
Well, I always had better luck at the Power Plant Live up there. I thought there was definitely some.
Now, when you say that, that's a recreational facility opposed to like an actual industrial.
It's like a group of bars at the end of like this little dead end street.
I think I've been there once, like a couple years ago, or post-COVID.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think one of the bars is Mosaic, but that doesn't sound right.
Yes. No, you're right. It was.
Mosaic in like every city.
Yes. Well, Angels, it was. We're talking about
Angels. Angels Rock Bar, Mosaic, a couple good places like that.
Well, we lost our Baltimore listener with that slight.
Or they'd been like, oh my God, they made a rock bar. Anyways, I don't hate that place. I'm so excited for Friday. I'm not working Friday.
It's not real.
Today. I'm not working Saturday. I am all Resident Alien Friday night. I'm going to stay up. I'm probably going to shoot off fireworks because America.
And I'm going to order another pizza, even though it's not on sale.
You're going to be fat like me one day.
I was.
Tomorrow.
Woo. So on the downside, Warren may be back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for your bad luck, people.